The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Samech Vav. Today's Daf is being studied. The Alun Nishmat Mor Zekini Rabbi Yosef Ben Tzara. Veli Alun Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Begin Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Rafua Shilema Moshe Ben Dina Shlomo Ben Miriam. Sarabat Rachel, Sarabat Rachel. En Narefana Nahim. Refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, refuat ha-am, kerabar lebo v'chen yirasom v'namar, amen. We begin today's daf on Samech Vav, Amud Rishon, and we start at the Mishnah. Potchim b'yamim tovim u'b'shabbatot. If a person, let's say, makes a neder, that he's not going to eat, let's say, for a certain period of time. So one of the ways that we can absolve the neder is we can use a petach where we can tell him, if you would have known that some of the days that you accepted upon yourself to fast would be Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, would you have made the neder? And he said no. So therefore you can use the Yamim Tovim and Shabbatot as a petach to absolve the neder. Look at the top ran. Potrim b'yamim tovim she'omrim lo. Ilo ha'ita yodea she'asur l'tzayim b'shabbat. If you would have known that it's asur to fast on Shabbat, nevtzar on Shabbat, ha'ita noder, he amar lav, matirin utof. He says, no, I didn't know that, and already you'd be able to matir the neder. Barishona, the Mishnah continues, ha'yu omrim, otan ha'yamim mutarim. Ushar kol ha'yamim asurim. Initially, they said when a person makes a neder and there's some Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim in the mix of the days, so those days are permissible to eat, but the rest of the days are forbidden, which means you're only released from fasting on the Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, but the rest of the days apply. Achebar bi'akiva, to Rabbi Akiva came and he taught a very important lesson. V'limed, she'neder shehutar mechlalo, hutar kulo. That if a neder is partially absolved, then the whole neder goes off. So once already, they made the neder for all the days. So once already you take off Shabbat and Yom Tov, the rest of the days fall to the side as well. Ketzad. Amar kunam she'eni neneh l'kulechem. Or another case, let's say a guy comes along and says, I am not going to have a na'ah to any of you, to a whole group. Hutar ehad men, once already one of the group becomes permissible, hutar or hutru kulan. So the whole group becomes permissible. Since they were ne'esad in the group, so therefore once one is removed from the group and becomes mutar, the rest of the group also falls into place and becomes mutar. She'eni ne'ene leze ve'leze. Let's say a person comes along and says, I'm not going to have ana'ah, leze ve'leze, to this one, and to this one. So hutar arishon, once already the first person, the first one on the chain becomes permissible, which means you meti the neder for that person, hutru kulan. So we learned the case of it was talking about, where let's say a person said, I'm making a neder to the first guy, and the second guy is asur, because of the first guy, and the third guy is asur because of the second guy, and the fourth guy is asur because of the one before him. So each one is asur because of the one before him. So once already you get rid of the first guy, so you break the link. So everybody after falls out. However, hutara acharon, if let's say you have 10 guys, and each one is linked to each other, but you just broke the neder on the last guy, you absolved, acharon mutar, the kulan asurim, because they remain linked, because the link is not broken, you only got rid of the last guy. So that's the chiluk between, when your person, let's say, made a neder, we included many people, but each one was linked. I'm asurim myself to the first guy, and the second guy, because I'm asur to the first guy, and the third guy, because I'm asur to the second guy, and the fourth guy, because I'm asur to the third guy, so on and so forth. So once you knock out the first guy, so everybody else falls out. Mashenkin, if you knock out the last guy, he's knocked out, but everybody else remains. Skip the parentheses. Shani nehene leze korban veleze korban. Which means if a person comes along and he says two different statements, this person over here, I'm not going to have hana'ah, and he's going to be asur to me like a korban. Meaning like a hekdesh. And then you say to another person, veleze korban. And then you said a separate proclamation that this person is going to be asur to me also like a korban. So since you made two separate declarations by being matir one has no ramifications on the other, because she didn't say lazeh velazeh. If you said lazeh velazeh, so everybody's linked. So therefore, once one guy is knocked out, so the rest of the group can be knocked out. Mashenka, when you say lazeh, this guy's a sut to me like a korban, and this guy's a sut to me like a korban. Since it's two separate declarations, sidichin petach lechol echad veechad. So we need a separate absolvement for each one. Because again, the point is, since you said korban on each one, lezeh korban, lezeh korban, so it separates each one, they're not connected. Mashikin, if you just would have said lezeh ve lezeh, or you just would have said zeh lezeh, zeh ve zeh ve zeh, whatever statement you would have said, so long as you didn't separate it with the words korban to each one, so therefore they're all linked. If once you knock out the first one, like we learned, so everybody else gets knocked out as well. Konam yayin shani toyer, a guy makes it clear that I'm not going to drink wine. He gives a reason. Shayayin ra lime'ayim. Because wine is bad for the intestines. Amru lo. So they tell him, what do you mean? Va'alu ham yushan yafel lime'ayim. Old wine is good for the intestines. Hutar bim yushan. So he's permissible to drink old wine. Velo bim yushan bilvad hutar. Not only old wine. Ela bechol ayayin. It's permissible for that matter to drink all wine. He doesn't even need a petah. Which means, it was under like a ta'ut, because he thought he's making a nidr on wine because wine is not good. But it's not so. Wine is really good. Some wine is good for the me'ayim. So already, once already you knock off part of the nidr, like we learned earlier, once part of the nidr is knocked off, so the rest of the nidr is knocked off as well. Since we found a certain wine that is good for the intestines, so therefore all the other wines become permissible as well. Kunam batzal shani to'em. Guys, I'm not going to eat onions. Why? Shabbatzal not lalib. Because he says, because the onion is bad for the heart. Amrullah, what do you mean? Halo, a kufri, a fed alev. What do you mean? The kufri is good for the alev. The kufri onion is good for the heart. Hutar be kufri. So he's mutar to eat the kufri onion. Velo be kufri bilvad. Not only the kufri. Hutar ela bechol abetzalim. Why? Because the same rule. That once already a neder is partially absolved, so then it's absolved in totality. And the Gemara Mishnah concludes and says, Maaseh ya betiru Rabbi Meir bechol abetzalim. There was a story of Rabbi Meir that it was matirim all the betzalim, because the guy said, I'm making a neder on betzalim because they are not good for the heart. I said, what are you talking about? The kufri is good. So once the kufri is back in the game, because that was never made a neder on that. So therefore, all the other onions become permissible as well. Comes the Gemara and says, Hutar aharon. So let's say a person made a neder against a group of people, right? So I said, like we said, and he linked each one to each other. I'm now sitting with the first guy on me, and the second guy is asu goes to the first guy, and the third guy goes to the second guy, and so on and so forth. So everybody's linked to the first guy. So we said, Hutar aharon. If let's say you broke the neder from the last guy, haharon mutar. So the last one's mutar vechulan asurin, but everybody else remains asu because they're still linked to each other. Man Tana, who's the author of such a mishnah, Amar Avar Bishimoni. It's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that Amar Ad Shimar Shivua lechol echad veechad. Now, what is this referring to? So let's read the Ran. The Ran starts in the Gemara. Man Tana demiktani leze korban veleze korban. The fact we looked in our Mishnah that when you say a separate declaration, this person is asur to me like a korban, and then you say it again, this person is asur to me like a korban. Sidichin petach lechol echad veechad. She need a separate petach for each one. Alma de leolam lo avi parta. So they only become individualized ela ki mitkar korban akol hadvan, when you say the word korban to each one. Hala vache, but if you didn't do that, lo shena amal leze veleze bevav o leze leze belovav. But doesn't matter if you make a statement leze 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 o leze veleze veleze, that's all inclusive, and everybody's part of a group, klalavi. And therefore, once already you get rid of one guy, you get rid of all of them. Uman Tana, who's the author of that Mishnah? So it says, Amar Avar Bishimoni. Tamar Beperek Shimata Pekadon. Gabe Ayu Het of Enot. Let's say you have five people that have claims against a person, right? Five people claiming him. Vamar, Lo Lecha Velo Lecha. I don't owe you, and I don't owe you. De Leolam Eno Hayav Al Kol Echad Vechad. He's not a Hayav on each one, ad shiyomar shivua al kol echad veechad. Hada vache ben bevav ben belovav klalave, which means he's not hayav a korban shivua. If let's say he says, I swear, I don't know, not you, not you, not you, not you, that's considered one shivua. Now she'enken, if he comes along and says, I don't owe you a shivua, I don't know you when I'm making a shivua, and to you a shivua, so when he says shivua to each guy, then if he's swearing falsely, he's going to be hayav a korban shivua for each one. So you see, that's the shitav to be Shimon. That just like when a person swears to his friend, right, and he comes along and says, I swear to you, and I swear to you, and if he's swearing falsely, it's considered making a separate shivua to each one. It's like instead of one Shavua, so to an Amishna. When a guy says to individually, Kunam, you are asu to me like a Korban, and you are asu to me like a Korban, so each one is considered separate. Comes the Gemara and continues, Kunam Yain Chani Toem. So it says, the guy says, I'm not going to drink wine because he heard that wine is bad for the intestines. And then what? They come along and say, what are you talking about? Old wine is good. Right? We said it's good for the intestines. So the Gemara says, what did you have to go so far and say it's good? The only reason why he didn't want to, he made the nidr because he said wine is bad. So long as you could prove to him that it's not bad, that already gets the nidr off. Why did you have to go so far and say that the wine is good? So long as it's not bad. He said, I'm not drinking wine because it's bad. So he said, V'tipuklet the end ra. Just tipuklet the reason why it's not a nidr because it's not bad. The Pushta is giving you an extra point. Not only is the wine not bad, and that would be enough to absolve him from the neder, but actually it is good. So the Mishnah is just giving you the facts that it's actually good. Similarly, Kunam Batsal Shani Torem, right? The guy comes along and says, I'm not going to eat the onions. Right? Batsaku says the onions are bad for the heart. So it says that, and now they tell him, no, I don't know about the kufri onion is even good for the heart. V'tipu kled the enra. You don't have to go that far to say it's good, you just have to say it's not bad. Amar Biyabav Ve'od Yafeketani. He's just trying to say, not only is it not bad, which would be enough, but happens to be the fact that it's actually very good. Next Mishnah, Potchin the Adam Bechavod Atzmo. You're allowed to break a neder or absolve a person from his neder if it's in his own kavod, bechvod atzmo, we'll see what that means. Uchvod banav, or for example, it's the kavod of his children. Omrim lo, if they tell him like this, ilu ayita yodeya, if you would have known, shilamahar omrim alecha, the people are talking about you, and they would have said, kachi visto shel peloni. This is the cycle of this man over here, migaresh et nashar. Yeah, he has a funny cycle, this guy over here. He divorces his wife, which is going to call you, a man with a funny cycle that divorces his wives, and what? They're going to talk bad about your daughters. They're going to say, "You omrim banot girushotem," that these daughters are the ones that their father divorced the mother. Umar ata imam shel elud keresh. And you have to ask. They're going to say, "Why do you think their mother divorced them?" And you know why? Probably divorced them because they're illegitimate, and therefore they're going to speak bad about you. They're going to speak bad about your children, which means this guy made a neder obviously against his wife. Right? He made a neder, I make a neder, I'm going to divorce my wife. So the rabbis could tell, listen, if you would have known that, you know, the people would talk about you and they'd say, oh, what type of person is this? He divorces his wife and he's probably divorcing his wife because his children are illegitimate, so they're talking about you, they're talking about your children. So therefore, would you have made such a neder? If I would have known that such a thing people would talk, so the neder is absolved. So that's what it means, potchim le'adam b'chbod atzmo b'chbod banav, which means if you tell the guy, listen, your kavod would have been slighted, so you're able to be potayah in such a way. Mishnah continues, Kunam she'ani noseh et pelonit ke'ura. Right? Guy comes along and says, Kunam, I'm not marrying this girl over here because she is ugly. Varehina, and then all of a sudden you find that she's actually beautiful. She'ura. I'm not marrying this girl over here because she's black. Vareh leben, and you find that she's white. Ketzara, short. Vareh arukan, you find that she's tall. Mutar ba. It's mutar to marry the girl. Lo mipneshi ke'ura v'nalsit na'a. Not because she changed. Because that would be already nolad. That's something that's unanticipated. Because a lady doesn't turn from ugly to become beautiful. Shechorav and alsit levera. Not because she turned from black to white. Ketzarav and alsit aruka, short to tall. Ela shaneder ta'ut. Because we say the neder was made under a false premise. It was made b'ta'ut. He thought that she was ugly, but really she was beautiful. So the neder b'ta'ut is not even a neder. Now the Mishnah tells a story. Humaseh be'ahad shenadar. Mibat achoto. Person made a neder against his niece. Right? He's not going to marry her. Haraya. He's not going to have any benefit from her. Vechnisua lebet Rabbi Ishmael. So they took the girl and they took this niece and they brought her into the house of Rabbi Ishmael. Vyepuha. And he made her beautiful. He beautified her. Amar Rabbi Ishmael beni. Mizuna darta? Did you make a neder against this girl? Look how beautiful she is. Amar lo. So the fellow said, "Love? No, I didn't. I didn't realize how beautiful she was." V'tirua Rabbi Ishmael, and Rabbi Ishmael was matira. At that time, Rabbi Ishmael cried and said, "Benot Yisrael naoten. The Jewish girls are really beautiful. Ela sha'aniyut menavvaltan. It's the poverty that makes them ugly. Uchemet Bishmael, when Bishmael died, Ayu Benot Yisrael Nosot Kina. The Jewish women were crying for the Bishmael. Ve'omrot Benot Yisrael Arabi Yishmael Bechena. Jewish women cry for the death of Rabbi Ishmael because he used to make the Jewish women pretty, he used to beautify them. Bechena Omer Beshaul, like it says, when Shaul HaMelech died, Benot Yisrael Al Shaul Bechena. So they also cried for Rabbi Ishmael. So the Gemara says, Maaseh Listor, which means the Mishnah seemingly is contradicting itself. Why? You just told me when a person makes a neder on a lady, I'm not marrying her because she's ugly. Then you find out that she's pretty, so you say you don't need to be absolved on that. Because why? It's a neder b'taut. Because we say an ugly lady doesn't turn pretty. So therefore it's tam. It's not a neder to start off with, because the neder was made under a false premise. Then you tell me a story that contradicts that, where there was a girl that she really was ugly, and why? The Bishmael beautified her. So then you see that you can change an ugly girl to a beautiful girl. And still what? The rabbis use that as a heter to break the neder. But that would be called nolad. Because really you couldn't anticipate such a thing. So make up your mind. You tell me in the beginning of the Mishnah that the reason why it's permissible is because the neder has been neder b'ta'ut. Now you tell me no. Because even though it's a nolad, I mean she started ugly and she changed. So therefore you can absolve. So make up your mind. So give it a yes. Ma'asin listor. The Mishnah is missing some words. The Bishmael Omer Afilu Keura Benasit Na Shehura Benasit Lebana Ketzera Benasit Aruka. Which means, yes, the Bishmael subscribes to the subject of Nolad. Even if she changes, she went from being ugly to beautiful, short to tall, black to white. Maaseh Behad Sheradar Bebet Achoto, like the story. The person made a neder against his niece. Nichnisu Arbet Bishmael V'Yipu Amat. He changed it. And then we said, if you would have known that she would have looked like this at the time, would you have made an edit? But that's no doubt, because there was no way she could have looked like that. It's far-fetched. But still what? You see that as a result, the Bishma was Mati, because he holds, he subscribes to the subject of... He subscribed to the subject of Nolad. So therefore it's two Chitot in the Mishnah. The first Chita said, no, an ugly girl doesn't become beautiful. Therefore when you said that ugly and she turned out beautiful, that's just a mistake. It's a false premise. Therefore the Neder is not a Neder. But Sheikh the Mishnah says, no, even in a case where it's a Nolad case, where you actually changed her, and it wasn't even anticipated, doesn't matter. So he subscribes that such a thing, you can absolve the Neder in such a way. The Gemara continues, Tana, Shen Toteve Taitala. We're learning the story of the that girl, that niece, that the uncle made a neder that he's not going to marry her because she was ugly. So the Bishmael took her in the house and made her beautiful. So the Gemara says, how did he make her beautiful? So it says, Shen Toteve Taitala. She had a fake tooth. The Asader Bishmael Shen Shel Zahad Mishelo. He made her a gold tooth from his own. So he replaced the fake tooth with a gold tooth. Now, some of the Mefarshim explained that gold tooth is not going to make it beautiful. So some say actually he changed all the teeth to gold. So at least they were all uniform. And some say he made it like gold, which means he made it pretty like gold. Which means he was able to fix the tooth somehow that it should not look fake. Or that tooth fell out, actually. So he was able to replace it where it looked normal. So he made her beautiful. Kishachiv Rabbi Ishmael, when Rabbi Ishmael died, Patach Aleu Saftana, the eulogizer, opened up and said, okay, the following, Benot Yisrael al Rabbi Ishmael Bechena, let the daughters of Israel cry on Rabbi Ishmael, Hamal Bishchem, the one that dresses you and adores you and adorns you with clothes, Hamaale Ade Zahav Alevushchen, and the one that puts gold on your garments, which means like the one that made the gold the gold tooth. Hahud Amar La Lidibitu. A person told his wife, Kunam Shei At Nenetli, you cannot have an a'af from me, until you give a taste of your food, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. I want you to go give a taste of the food to the rabbis. Otherwise, you cannot have any hana'ah from me. Rabbi Yehuda ta'im. So Rabbi Yehuda went, he tasted the food. Amar kal vachomer, he said, even though it's degrading my level of a rabbi to have to taste this strange lady's food, but I'll do it. Why? Uma la'asot shalom ben ish le'eshto. And what? In order to make peace between a husband and a wife, Amra Torah. The Torah says, Shemi shenichtav, my name that's written, Bekdusha, yimacher alamayim amaririm, besafek, Vani al-had kama ve-kama. which means if God allows his name to be erased in order to keep peace between a husband and a wife, which means in a case where a husband suspects his wife to be a sota, so the only way to find out exactly what the real story is what? She has to drink the special waters. Now what's special about those waters? God's name that's written in holiness is erased in the waters. So if God can have his name erased in order to make shalom between a husband and a wife to resolve the issue, so I could lower my dignity and to eat from this tafshil in order to make peace between a husband and a wife. Rabbi Shimon, however, lo ta'in. He did not want to taste. Amar yamutu kol b'nei almana. He cursed the husband that he should die, and that his wife should be an almana, and he cursed also the children that should be considered the children of almana, which means they should be that they should die as well. He cursed them as well that they should die after the husband dies. That's the way the Nan learns. Ve'al yazun yazuz Shimon b'mekuman. Shimon is not moving from his place. Ve'od, and furthermore, ki echidelo litargele lemindar, and also, I'm not going to taste it in order not to make people accustomed to make such a nidir, where you're going to threaten your wife unless the rabbi tastes the food, so we don't want people to get into this habit over here. So the Mefarshim explained, what was the Bishamon being Mahmir over here? So he says that in this case over here, it was Enyan of Zilzul Tamidi Achamim. He was belittling the rabbis, this guy. I'm divorced, I'm not going to give my wife Hana'a until the rabbis taste the food. This was derogatory against the rabbis. So the Rebbe says, Zut Tamidah Achamim, and furthermore, Rabbi Shimon would not eat meat outside of his house. And therefore, he says, I'm not eating the meat. And therefore, he did not taste it. Comes the Gemara and tells another story. Fellow tells his wife, Kunam she'i atnenit, you cannot have an a'af from me. Until you spit on the Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So she went and she spat on the Rabban Shimon Gamliel's clothes. The husband was intending that she embarrasses the Bishimon. And she didn't embarrass him. She didn't spit on him. She only spit on his clothes. So he said back, Merak almane drashbag zilutar betahi. To spit on the clothes of Rabban Shimon Gamliel is a great embarrassment as well, which means she fulfilled the condition. She does not have to spit on him actually to embarrass him. It's an embarrassment also to spit on the clothes of Rashbag. Gahud amar lo lidvitu. A fellow told his wife, Kunam she atnenit yikunar vana'a for me, ad she tira'i mum yafa shebich the Rabbi Ishmael b'Rabbi Yoseh. Which means, you cannot have an a'ah, I'm not going to let you have an a'ah from me, unless you can go to the rabbi and he could see something good about you. Which means if you have one redeeming quality that's good about you, I'll let you have an a'ah from me. But if the rabbi cannot find any good quality about you, then you're already going to be asut an'ah. Because really she had no good quality. So he said, I'm going to send you to the rabbi. If the rabbi cannot find one good thing about you, you're going to be asur b'an'ah. So what happened? Amar lahem. So the rabbi says, Shemir or shana'ah. Maybe she has a nice head. Amrulo is a no, segalgal, it's a round head, not a nice shape. Shemir se'arana, maybe she has nice hair. Domel anitze pishtan, it looks like uncombed flax, so that's not nice. Shemir, no, maybe she has nice eyes. Terutot, again, round eyes, not nice. And shemir oznea, no, maybe she has nice ears. Kifulot, they're big ears. And shema chotama, now maybe she has a nice nose. Belum satum, it's sealed, it's closed. Shemme siftoteno, maybe she has nice lips. Avoten, they're fat. Shemme sabarana, maybe she has a nice neck. Shakutu, it's a short neck. Shemme kinesana, maybe she has a nice stomach. Tzavah, it's bloated. Shemme ragleano, maybe she has nice feet. Rehavot keshel avaza, they're wide like a goose. Shemme shemana, maybe she has a nice name. No, lichluchit shema, her name is lichluchit, garbage. Amar lahen, yafa korin ota lichluchit. That's a good name, that's the only good thing about her. Her name makes a lot of sense. She meluchleket b'mumin. Because she has a lot of mumin. She's dirty with all blemishes, therefore the name is a good thing about her. The sharia, and therefore he made it permissible, which means he absolved the nedir. Because he said, you cannot have an a'ah if the rabbi can't find something good about you. And he found something good. At least her name was befitting. The chlukit is a proper name for such a to such a lady. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ahu bar Babel." There was a certain fellow from Babel. The Salik and Adi said he went to Eretz Yisrael. Nasib Tetei married a girl from Eretz Yisrael. And the basic theme of the story is she really didn't understand the language of Babylonia. So what happened? Amar la, he told her one night, "Bashili li tere talfe, make for me two talfe is adashim. Adashim is lentils. Make for me lentils." Now, he meant to say, it doesn't mean literally two. It's a way of saying, make me a small portion. So she took him very literally. Bishla le tre talfe. So she made him exactly two lentils. Ratah, I got angry. He didn't mean two lentils, he meant a small amount. So the mahar, the next day, amar la bashili li giruya. Make me a large portion of lentils. The reason why he said large portion, because he figured if he says large portion, she'll make him a decent portion. Bashle le giruya. She took him literal again, and she made him a humongous portion of lentils. Amar la zili aitili tre botzine. Go bring for me two watermelons. Azlat vaitele tre sherge. She didn't understand the word botzine. She thought it meant candles. So she brings him two candlesticks. Amar la zili tavre yaton al leshed de baba. Go break the candlesticks on the doorpost. Haba yatib baba ben buta ababa. Well, who was sitting by the doorpost? Baba ben buta. She thought that when he said break it on baba, she didn't understand it to mean doorpost. She thought it means on the rabbi's head, baba ben buta. Veka adain dina. He was in the middle of court. He was in the middle of judging a case. Hazlat v'tavrat yaton adashish. She went, she broke the candlesticks on baba ben buta's head. Amala, madin da'abad, what are you doing over here? Amrala, kach tzivani ba'ali. My husband told me to do this. He understood right away there was an yad of shalom bayit. Amar at asit reson ba'alech. You fulfilled the will of your husband. Hamakom yotzi mimech shne banim ki baba ben buta. God will bring from you two children like baba ben buta. Now what are we telling the story of baba ben buta for? So the Ran speaks out of it, because just like we told stories about the Ban Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Ishmael about their greatness, we told the story of Rabban Shimon that he let the lady spit on her. And we told the story of Rabbi Ishmael how he went and he beautified the Jewish woman. So therefore we're telling stories now about the other tzaddikim, the stories of Baba ben Buta, how he embarrassed himself and he didn't care, just in order to make the inyan of the Shalom Bayit. Adran Alach, Rabbi Eliezer.